In the name of Jesus, the light of the world, amen. So we have a theme in our readings today of following God. Samuel, who's called by God as a young man. We have also in our second reading, being a temple of God built together, and the commitment we make to Christ with our bodies and with our souls. And in our gospel reading today, we have come and seeing Jesus. I want to focus a little bit on our gospel reading today. You know, when I was a kid in school many years ago, they had an assignment, show and tell. You probably remember that. You would show the class something you were waiting to tell about. In our gospel reading today from John, Jesus shows and tells about what's important. Our gospel reading, John chapter 1, the start of the gospel of John. Jesus, the light, shows the way and the life. And we're also in the season of the church called Epiphany or Revealing. Epiphany means to make known or to show and tell. It starts with the wise men being shown the star and then being told about Jesus. In our gospel reading today, Jesus shows and tells what is most important in the life of following God. And we see some things in our gospel reading. In our gospel reading, Jesus sees Nathanael under a fig tree. There's little clues here, show and tell. In Jesus' time, rabbis were known for sitting under a fig tree, a religious teacher with a showing of a fig tree. Nathanael is a religious seeker. He sees Jesus, he follows. When Nathanael hears that Jesus saw him under a fig tree, Nathanael says to Jesus, "Rabbi, our teacher, all of a sudden you're the Son of God, the King of Israel." Jesus says to Nathanael, "Because you said I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You'll see even greater things than these." And then Jesus adds, "Truly, truly," or "Amen, amen," or "Listen up, you'll see heaven actually opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Show and tell all the details of our reading today. A fig tree, a rabbi. Rabbis read the scriptures. The scriptures show us images. And the one here we see is Jacob's ladder in the Old Testament. Jacob, who has a dream of heaven open and angels going up and down. And Jacob's name means Israel, and Nathanael is associated with Israel, one who struggles to see God and understand God. In Genesis, we hear that Jacob slept. There was a ladder set up on earth stretching all the way to heaven, and the heavens were open, and angels, messengers, were giving messages, ascending and descending. Jacob saw a ladder to heaven. Jesus sees Nathanael under a fig tree. Jesus shows Nathanael a ladder to heaven. Show and tell. Remember, that fig tree was a sign of reading scriptures. But this is even better than reading the scriptures. This is seeing it in person. The Old Testament alive. Nathanael, his disciple, has a ladder now to heaven. All of scriptures, right? Aren't they like a ladder? They show, they point Jesus like a ladder. It connects all parts of scripture to Jesus. It can go this way. It can go that way. Jesus is the way, it says in John's gospel, right? The way to heaven. 2 Corinthians 5:18 puts it this way. It connects the ladder to the cross of Jesus like a ladder. It says God has done it all. He sent Christ on the cross to make peace between heaven and earth. He has given us our work of making peace, that we would be ladders to others. The cross of Jesus is the ladder by which we're made at peace with God and with others. The Gospel of John, the world will see Jesus lifted up. Jesus promises this to Nathanael. It's at the heart of the Gospel of John. The cross is Jesus lifted up as that ladder. And the angels descend and the messengers of God descend and ascend on Jesus, who says it is finished. By the cross of Christ, we're forgiven. We have a way up. we're at peace with God. We receive the power of God to make peace with others. Jesus shows us this peace, this wholeness with God by dying on the cross, a ladder. And he tells us about our reconciliation with God, power then to be at peace with ourselves and with others. And that word of God is a living word of Jesus. It tells and it shows. It shows it through those who live it, that Jesus does this for us and for the world. We show Jesus in our lives when we extend that ladder of peace to others. When we extend a ladder and actually go down to others' level and be them with them where they are. When we tell them the peace of Jesus. The first step on the path to peace is to see that peace in Jesus. Jesus, the ladder to heaven, the way of forgiveness and wholeness. Show and tell. Ladders. Here's a show and tell I had, recent experience. Have you ever tried to reach a place without a ladder? I'm a short guy. I need ladders. I was recently in a used bookstore with oh so many books, and it was a classic kind of used bookstore with books all the way up to a very high ceiling. And there was a book I wanted, and you know where it was? Right there up top. And there was a ladder, and it was a high ladder, and it was a rickety ladder. And I wanted that book. But you know what? I was afraid to climb the ladder. I'm getting older. I didn't know whether I might fall. Was it really worth it? But I wanted that book. And so I had to go ask the person who works in the bookstore to climb that ladder for me, the old guy that I am, and get that book and bring it down. Show and tell. Isn't it true for our lives in Christ? When we look at peace with someone we're at odds with, it seems like a book way up top there that we can't quite get to, a book of peace that we can't quite open. Maybe we want to. Or when we look at life and the daily struggles, we might see heaven so far off and wholeness way up there, but we're down here. And even when we try and understand the mysteries of the Bible, it could seem like a book that's kind of far away and big and complicated. A very high ladder of meaning. And we might fall if we go it ourselves. We might hurt ourselves, and so we just don't, perhaps. But if we really want it, and we're here, and if we really desire it, here we are, don't we need someone else to climb the ladder? Don't we need someone else to go and open that book of the Bible, to open heaven, to show us peace, to bring it down to our level? Isn't that what Jesus does? He climbs the ladder of the cross. He climbs where we fail, from death to new and eternal life through the cross. He climbs up all the way. He keeps going to a resurrection, an ascension to heaven. You just can't stop Jesus from climbing. In God's word, heaven is open to us. Peace is given to our souls. Jesus climbs Jacob's ladder all the way to eternal life, to descend again and again, to come down that same ladder to us, his word, his meal, to give us eternal life. And do you get the pattern? All that we actually would climb down, meaning be humble, be at peace with ourselves, it's okay, Jesus has got it. To be at the same level with others, we're no better than anyone else, but we've got a ladder in Jesus, and we can be that ladder for others. Show and tell. Just like in school so long ago, the Bible shows us the cross of Jesus, a ladder. It tells us that he's the way, the truth, and the life. His cross makes peace with us, in us, through us, to others. It makes possible connections that were impossible before. There can be peace in our lives and in those tough relationships. All that we would show and that we would tell, that peace and wholeness in Jesus. That's the invitation of discipleship, the first invitation Jesus gives in the gospel. It's in our gospel reading today, in his word, to come and see the peace that he inspires. Amen.